Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah!
America is so great again.
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
You're tuned into Ace Network Special. It's Super Bowl 51 week. Are you ready for the Super Bowl? Are you ready for Super Bowl weekend with delicious snacks and foods, new and exciting commercials, the exciting halftime show, and of course football action? Join Alex as he breaks down Super Bowl 51 here on this awesome week.
Hut, hut, Omaha, it's time for some football. Keep it lively and authentic. I am the one, the only, the crazy, incomparable Alex Cardinale. This is the ACE Network. ACE stands for two things, Alex Cardinale Entertainment and Alex Cardinale Excellence. You will leave this show entertained and you will be excellent. ACE, ACE, ACE. Yes, that's the ACE. Good Monday evening, everyone. This is a special week for the ACE Network. It's Super Bowl 51 week. Are you excited for Super Bowl 51? I sure am. All week here on ACE Network, I, Alex Cardinale, will be bringing you exclusive Super Bowl 51 coverage with shows such as Patriots and Falcons, season recap, snack ideas, and food ideas, Super Bowl 51 pre- and post-shows, and more. And it all starts tonight, live, right here, right now, on the ACE Network. Last night was the 2017 NFL Pro Bowl, AFC versus NFC, and the Pro Bowl returned to its original form, which is the best of the AFC and the best of the NFC. Now, the AFC beat the NFC last night 20-13. Damn, what a shame. But I was happy to see Mike Evans for my Buccaneers there playing. Although, I was actually rooting for the NFC because my Tampa Bay Buccaneers are from the NFC. But tonight, I'm going to talk about my favorite Super Bowls of all time. I have always enjoyed watching the Super Bowls, and I do have to agree that Super Bowl Sunday is Super Sunday. There are a few reasons as to why these Super Bowls are my favorite, and I will explain them all on today's show. 51 years of great Super Bowls and 51 champions. The question is, which of the 51 Super Bowls were awesome? Which ones are the best? I am sure that many of them can arguably be the best. Listeners, I ask you to post what your favorite Super Bowls are on Twitter or Facebook using the hashtag ACE Super Bowl Week Faves. Again, that's ACE Super Bowl Week Faves. Please post your favorite Super Bowl on Facebook or Twitter simply using the hashtag ACE Super Bowl Week Faves. I would love to hear from you guys and read your tweets, so make it happen, folks. You have the power and a chance to be heard, so will you make it happen? I hope you do. So tonight, you're going to hear my favorite Super Bowl games of all time. Now I have five Super Bowls that I'm going to tell you, and I can't wait to tell you about them. Now I'm going to tell you why these Super Bowls are my favorites. I'm going to talk about the action of each Super Bowl. I'm going to talk about the play of each Super Bowl. And I'll talk about the Super Bowl halftime show, etc. So, are you ready? I'm going to start now. Coming in at number 5 is Super Bowl 49, which took place on Sunday, February 1st, 2015, 2 years ago, and it emulated live from Arizona. And it was the New England Patriots versus the Seattle Seahawks. And I want to tell you the reasons why I liked Super Bowl 49. The first reason I liked Super Bowl 49 was because it was my very first major NFL game bet. And it was my very first Super Bowl bet. And I guess you could say I had beginner's luck because I won. And I happened to win $50 from a friend of mine named Jeff. Now, the funny thing is, I haven't heard from Jeff in a long time. I'm not sure if he took his defeat and took his ball home and left. But I only got to do one bet with him, and he never came back for his rematch. So maybe I'm one up on him, and I'll always be one up on him. But yes, I was very excited to win the bet. I picked the Patriots. I knew the Patriots were most likely going to win. And he had his heart set on the Seahawks because they dominated the Broncos a year before they faced the Patriots. Now, clearly, logic would tell you the Seahawks had a fighting chance. And they had a hell of a chance. But because I'm from Mass, I decided to go with the New England Patriots. Now, another reason that I loved the Super Bowl was that it was a very, very close game. I mean, it could have gone either way. The Seahawks could have won it, or the Patriots could have won it. Now, I have to say that if the Seahawks did not make that last-minute mistake, this game would have been a Seahawks victory. So, it could have gone either way, and if you are a diehard NFL football lover, this was a game that you really enjoyed. Now, let's talk about another reason why I loved Super Bowl 49. An epic battle between Tom Brady and Russell Wilson, two great quarterbacks. Tom Brady led his team to victory, just on the brink of luck, as Russell Wilson made a huge, costly mistake that prevented the Seattle Seahawks from becoming Super Bowl champions. Now, another reason I liked this Super Bowl is back-to-back Super Bowl appearances for Seahawks, providing they are a team to mess with. However, this Super Bowl did not turn out to be a good one for the Seahawks as they ended up taking the loss. But this game was very close, which I enjoyed very much. I prefer the close games to the dominating games. However, that's not to say that I would not enjoy a dominating game. Now, let's talk about the action of the game. We will start with the box score of Super Bowl 49. New England versus Seattle. So, in the first quarter, neither team was able to score. So, at the end of the first quarter, it was 0-0. In the second quarter, the Patriots and Seahawks tied at 14. In the third quarter, Seattle Seahawks scored 10 points, while the Patriots scored none. In the fourth quarter, the Patriots scored 14 points, and the Seattle Seahawks scored nothing. Now, the New England Patriots defeated the Seattle Seahawks by a score of 28-24 to win Super Bowl 49. So, once again, New England Patriots 28, Seattle Seahawks 24. After the teams were tied 14-14 at halftime, the Seahawks built a 10-point lead to end the third quarter. The Patriots, however, rallied to take a 28-24 lead with roughly 2 minutes left in the game. Seattle threatened to score in the final minutes, driving the ball to New England's 1 yard line. With 26 seconds remaining in the game, Seattle decided to pass the ball in a highly scrutinized call that resulted in Patriots undrafted rookie Malcolm Butler making a game-saving interception of Russell Wilson's throw. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady was named the game's most valuable player, MVP, after a Super Bowl record 37 completions on 50 attempts for 328 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. NBC's broadcast of Super Bowl 50-49 remains, as of the present, the most watched program in NBC's history, as well as the most watched program in American television history, surpassing the previous year's game. The game was seen by an average of 114.4 million viewers, with it reaching to 118.5 million during the Super Bowl 49 halftime show featuring Katy Perry, and then peaking to 120.8 million during New England's fourth quarter comeback. Brady completed 37 of 50 passes for 328 yards and 4 touchdowns with 2 interceptions. His 37 completions set a new Super Bowl record, surpassing Peyton Manning's 34 set the previous year against Seattle in Super Bowl 48. He also surpassed Joe Montana's record for career touchdown passes in Super Bowls, setting a new record that now stands at 13. After the game, Seattle faced heavy criticism for the decision to call a pass play on second and goal from the 1 yard line with 26 seconds and 1 timeout left instead of a rushing play. Following the play, Collinsworth stated, "I'm sorry, but I can't believe the call. I cannot believe the call. You've got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. You've got a guy that has been borderline unstoppable in this part of the field. I can't believe the call." He further added, "If I lose the Super Bowl because Marshawn Lynch can't get in from the 1 yard line, so be it. So be it. But there is no way. I don't believe this call." The play of the game is the game-saving interception by Malcolm Butler on Russell Wilson's pass. It will definitely go down as one of the biggest Super Bowl mistakes and plays, one of my personal favorites. Coming in at number 4 is Super Bowl 48, my 4th favorite Super Bowl. It took place on Sunday, February 2nd, 2014, from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. It was the Seattle Seahawks versus the Denver Broncos. Now, why I like this game? Domination. Like I said, I do enjoy some games where one team dominates the other. But who would have thought a Super Bowl would be dominated by one team, because it's the best AFC team versus the best NFC team. And this game proved that NFC is more dominant than AFC. And the NFC dominated the AFC, and the Seahawks had a great game. I also like this game because it was a highly offensive game for the Seahawks and a very superb defensive game. The Broncos got their asses whooped. And Peyton Manning's most miserable defeat. Those are the reasons why I personally enjoyed this Super Bowl. Now, let's find out the high drama action of this game. And we're going to start with the box score. In the first quarter, the Seattle Seahawks had scored 8 points, while the Denver Broncos scored none. In the second quarter, the Seattle Seahawks scored 14 points, while the Broncos scored none. So heading into halftime, the Broncos had no points on the board. The third quarter, the Seahawks scored 14 points and the Broncos scored 8. And in the fourth quarter, the Seahawks scored 7 points and the Denver Broncos scored none. And at the end of Super Bowl 40, the Seahawks won 43-8. Seattle Seahawks 48, Broncos 8. For the first time since the Super Bowl of 2010, and just the second time since Super Bowl 1994, the number one seed from each conference met in the league championship. The Seahawks posted a 13-3 record and were making their second Super Bowl appearance in 8 years. Seattle built a 22-0 halftime lead and then a 36-0 advantage before allowing Denver's first and only score on the final play of the third quarter. The Seahawks defense scored a safety on the first play from scrimmage, the quickest score in a Super Bowl history. They also became the first team in the Super Bowl to score on a safety, a kickoff return for a touchdown, and an interception return for a touchdown. The Broncos were held to almost 30 points below their scoring average. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning, a 5-time NFL Most Valuable Player Award winner, threw 2 interceptions in the first half. Seahawks linebacker Malcolm Smith, who returned one of those touchdowns, 69 yards for a touchdown, recovered a fumble, and made 9 tackles, was named Super Bowl MVP. Soaring for 2 touchdowns with no interceptions, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson became the 5th straight quarterback to win the Super Bowl without interception, joining Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning, and Joe Flacco. The Super Bowl 48 halftime show featuring Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers reached up to 115.3 million viewers. Also at the time, the game broke the then record for the most discussed game on Twitter, with over 24.9 million tweets. And the play of the game, Malcolm Smith's 39-yard interception from Peyton Manning for a touchdown. My third favorite Super Bowl, number 3, Super Bowl 44, Sunday, February 7th, 2010, live from Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. And the reasons why I liked this Super Bowl was because the Saints won for the city of New Orleans. Something positive for the city of New Orleans 5 years after Hurricane Katrina. Thousands of lives were ruined and New Orleans lost one of their highest entertainment and amusement things. The loss of Six Flags New Orleans, etc. Now, let's talk about the action of the game. New Orleans versus Indianapolis Colts. The first quarter, New Orleans had no points, while the Colts had 10 points. The second quarter, the Saints had 6 points, and the Colts scored no points. The third quarter, the Saints had scored 10 points, and the Colts had scored 7. And in the fourth quarter, the Saints scored 15, with the Colts scoring 0 points. The total, including a second-half comeback, was 31-17. The New Orleans Saints defeated the Indianapolis Colts 31-17. Down 10-6 at halftime of Super Bowl 44, in what many consider the turning point of the game, New Orleans successfully recovered a surprise onside kick of the second half kickoff, then took the first lead of the game on Pierre Thomas's 16-yard touchdown reception. The Colts responded with Joseph Addy's 4-yard touchdown run to regain the lead at 17-13. The Saints then scored 18 unanswered points, including Tracy Porter's 74-yard interception return for a touchdown to clinch the victory. New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees, who completed 32 of 39 passes for 288 yards and two touchdowns, was named the Super Bowl MVP. His 32 completions tied a Super Bowl record set by Tom Brady in another Super Bowl. The play of the game was Pierre Thomas's 16-yard touchdown on sidekick reception. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick intermission and rest my voice. Coming up next here on Super Bowl 50 week, I'm going to talk about my second and first favorite Super Bowl. But first, during this intermission, you're going to hear two songs, both from up-and-coming rap artists. You'll hear a rap song from Black Flag and a rap song from Ryan Serene. Again, that's Black Flag and Ryan Serene. Plus, messages from Ace Network. Don't worry if the show cuts off at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Remember, Ace only gets 30 minutes live, but I get 15 more minutes of recording. You can listen live to the rest of the show when it archives. Just please fast forward past the 30-minute mark.
You are now entering the zone. Category of the baby. Black flag.
Cause the dudes get wild, get loose, don't blow my high, just do what we do. Black flag gang, we about that man. Now the pussy little nigga won't try to call truce. Like I'm just gon' stop. Boy, I ain't got no quit. Like a broke down toilet. I'm always in some shit. Rolled up in that old school. Rolled around in Cadillacs. If it wasn't about paper, then we don't want no parts of that. Young, rich, and famous, at least that's what we tryna be. Out these haters eyeing me, I know about what they down to be. Please don't take my life, my kids. Expect me in the morning, I'm the one to wake him up. They like, daddy, where you going? They don't know that I've been up for like 24 hours. And soon as they leave, shit, I'ma smoke and hit that shower. Money, power. Power, power. Money, power. Power, power. Yeah, I be on my grind for like 24/7. If another try to stop me, please all help him. Shit, I'm always on that road. Trying to close another deal. Make a dollar every day till I reach my first meal. Some great advice, but I was young, so shit, I didn't listen. But look, I'm older now. With so much ambition, confidence overflowing, I'm glowing with substance. These rappers mad, cause you slow them down, they ain't saying nothing. And this ain't for the locals. Minor, this is major. I'm trying to cover all bases and run home with that paper. Set the tone was the preview. This one hit at full length. Say that I was charging up and this was hit at full strength. Ain't worrying about your feelings, got no time for your peasants. Deleted so many numbers, now I'm counting my blessings. One by one, they adding up until we reaching our goal. Black flag, poker face, and baby, we don't fold. Money, power. Power, power. Yeah. Money, power. Power, power.
What was I to do? feel like it has been. My life has been harder than most could ever imagine. Most couldn't fathom what I've overcome. Against all odds, look who I've become. But I'ma be honest, something is missing. Guess you could say reality's hit me. I am not happy. Look at my family. This isn't how things were supposed to be. I was supposed to be something. Now I'm nothing. Dreaming of what could have been and what wasn't. Didn't expect life to get this hectic. If this is what God intended, I'm skeptic. As time passes, my life flashes right before my eyes. What happened? I feel so hopeless, shattered and broken. If dreams come true, huh? I ain't noticed.
I was born in a city. I had no home, had no place to turn to. I was on my own. Had no mama, had no father, had no friends, I had nobody to call on. What was I to do? What was I to do?
I died every time we said goodbye. Let my emotions get the best of me. And I was immature at times. Said things I didn't mean. Things I can never take back. Things that haunt me. I've got trust issues. Fears that limit me. It's hard for me to let go of my insecurities. Trying to live for the moment, but it is not working. Have to accept the fact Mac's not perfect. Too hard on myself, I beat myself up. Feeling like nothing I do is ever good enough. My biggest fear in this world is being a failure. And all my problems are a result of my anger. I've gotta learn to accept people for who they are. I've gotta learn to forgive myself for my flaws. Maybe then I'll get past anxiety attacks. Let love in my life and never look back.
I was born in the city. I had no home, had no place to turn to. I was on my own. Had no mama, had no father, had no friends, I had nobody to call on. What was I to do?
I forgave my dad when I saw the casket, cause I realized right then that that's it. Now I remember hating him for all his habits, wanting to kill him at times cause of his actions. Now what I'm after is some closure. I need answers, can't keep my composure. I was abandoned and wear it on my shoulders. He took his own life, so can't believe it's over. No disrespect to anyone, my grandma's all I have. Unless you walk in my shoes, you'll never understand. Yeah, years have passed, and I'm a changed man. But the pain, nah, I can't escape that. I'll take it to the grave, cause it's the only way. Can't afford to let the past hinder me today. God, give me strength, every night I pray. Find me, guide me, tell me I'll be okay.
I was born in the city. No place to turn to. I was on my own. Had no mama, had no father, had no friends, I had nobody to call on. What was I to do? What was I to do? I was born in the city. I had no home, had no place to turn to. I was on my own. Had no mama, had no father, had no friends, I had nobody to call on. What was I to do? What was I to do?
Super Bowl 51 week continues tomorrow, live at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central, 4:30 p.m. Mountain, and 3:30 p.m. Pacific. Join me, Alex Cardinelli, as I recap how the Patriots and Falcons made the Super Bowl 51. And join me as I discuss the keys to a Patriot Super Bowl 51 victory and the keys to a Falcons Super Bowl 51 victory. Live tomorrow, Tuesday, January 31st at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, as Super Bowl 51 week continues. Welcome back to the Ace Network. You are listening to the first episode of Super Bowl 51 week here on Ace Network. And tonight, I'm talking about my top five favorite Super Bowls. Now, before my intermission, I talked about my first three favorite Super Bowls. So right now, we're going to get into it, and I'm going to name my number two favorite Super Bowl, and of course, my first favorite Super Bowl. So let's get into it. So here's my second favorite Super Bowl. Number two Super Bowl, my second favorite. Super Bowl 42, which took place on Sunday, February 3rd, 2008, live from the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, and it was the New York Giants versus the New England Patriots. So it was the Giants and Patriots in 2008. Now, what I liked about this game was that it was the Giants' first appearance in the Super Bowl in years. Although I am not a Giants fan, it was cool to see a New York NFL team in the Super Bowl because I am a New York Yankees fan, so it was great to see an NFL New York team in the Super Bowl. I was rooting for the Patriots because the Patriots were undefeated at the time, and I decided to show my support for the Patriots, even though in reality I'm not a real Patriots fan, and I hoped that they would lose. And my hope came true, because the Patriots' quest to go undefeated ended. Their first loss is their biggest loss and a major loss of the season, because they lost at the Super Bowl. It taught me to never say never, because anything can and will happen. Now on to the action of this game. Let's take a look at the box score. Now in the first quarter, the Giants took a 3-0 lead over the Patriots. Then in the second quarter, the Giants did not score anything. The Patriots took a 7-point lead in the second quarter. In the third quarter, the Giants nor Patriots did not score. And finally, in the fourth quarter, the Giants scored 14 points while the Patriots scored 7. So total, the Giants had a 17-14 victory. New York Giants, 17, and New England Patriots, 14. All right. This game is regarded as one of the biggest upsets in the history of sports, as well as perhaps the finest Super Bowl game. The game is best remembered for the Giants' fourth quarter game-winning drive. Down 14-10, New York got the ball on their own 17-yard line with 2 minutes and 39 seconds left and marched 83 yards down the field. In the drive's most memorable play, David Tyree made a leaping one-handed catch, pinning the football with his right hand to the crown of his helmet for a 32-yard gain. Wide receiver Plaxico Burress then scored the winning touchdown on a 13-yard reception with 35 seconds remaining. The game was tight throughout. Only 10 points were scored in the first three quarters. The Giants consumed a Super Bowl 50 record, 9 minutes and 59 seconds on their opening drive, but could only manage a field goal. Now, the best play of the game was wide receiver Plaxico Burress' game-winning touchdown for the New York Giants. And I should say that this was the final game of Michael Strahan's career. All right, and what is my favorite Super Bowl? And why is it my favorite? Well, my favorite team was in it, and they won. Coming up at number one, my favorite Super Bowl 37. And that was live Sunday, January 26th, 2003. And it was live from San Diego, California. And it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Oakland Raiders. Now, here's why I like this game. I just returned to Massachusetts from living in Florida for a year, and I fell in love with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers while living in Tampa Bay. Now, the Buccaneers dominated this Super Bowl, and this was the Buccaneers' first Super Bowl, and both teams had Pirates, a.k.a. the Pirate Bowl, but the Buccaneers beat the Raiders, and at the time, the Raiders were my dad's favorite team, so I could say that I beat his favorite team. Now on to the action of Super Bowl 37, my favorite Super Bowl of all time, Oakland versus Tampa. Now here's the Oakland and Tampa Bay Buccaneers box score. In the first quarter, The Oakland Raiders got 3 points, and the Buccaneers got 3 points. In the second quarter, the Raiders got 0 points, and the Buccaneers got 17. And in the fourth quarter, the Raiders got 6 points, and the Buccaneers got 14 points. I'm not sure why the first quarter points are missing from this box score, but at the end of the day, the Buccaneers beat the Raiders 48-21. Tampa Bay Bucks, 48. Oakland Raiders, 21. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense dominated the contest. Oakland quarterback Rich Gannon threw a Super Bowl record 5 interceptions, 3 of which were returned for touchdowns. The Buccaneers also sacked Gannon 5 times and scored 34 consecutive points to build a 34-3 lead late in the third quarter. Tampa Bay safety Dexter Jackson, who had 2 of those 3 interceptions and returned them for 34 yards, was named Super Bowl 50 MVP. Jackson became the second safety and 3rd defensive back named Super Bowl MVP. Tampa Bay continued to dominate the game for most of the third quarter. The Raiders would eventually score, but the Bucs eventually ended up winning Super Bowl 37. Now, the best play of the game was Buccaneers defensive back Dwight Smith intercepting Rich Gannon's pass and returning it 44 yards for a touchdown, making the score 34-13. And that, my friends, is my favorite 5 Super Bowls of all time. Listeners of today's show, what is your favorite Super Bowl? I want to find out your favorite Super Bowl, and you can tell me your favorite Super Bowl by tweeting or Facebook.